life is hard. Times are tough, and the ones who have too much seem to never get enough. Traveling through this land.
Jimmy LaFave performs songs from his 8 CDs, including the most recent, Cimarron Moon, during the 4 concerts that he performed with his 4-piece band during the 12th annual Sisters Folk Festival. That is correct, a 4-piece band. You know, there is more to folk music these days than the outdated stereotype of a long-haired guy strumming an acoustic guitar and playing the harmonica, or a girl plucking songs on a dulcimer. The lineup of the Sisters Folk Festival does a very good job of showcasing the diverse sounds that fall under the folk music umbrella today.
Our tag phrase is Sisters Folk Festival Blues to Bluegrass. On Friday night, we had Karen Savoca and Pete Heitzman, Jimmy LaFave, the Green Cards, and Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. And right in that, we had some blues, we had some jazz, we had some folk, we had some bluegrass.
Brad Tisdale is the artistic director of the festival, which began as a single afternoon event in 1995. This year, Sisters Folk Festival ran for 3 days, with artists performing on 6 stages scattered throughout the town. Sisters is no longer just a regional event, known only to residents of the northwestern United States.
It's getting some notoriety. There was just a national radio program out of WUMB in Boston that they did a poll of their listenership asking what folk festivals you'd want to go to. And up there in the highest ones, obviously, were Kerrville and Merlefest and Strawberry Music Festival. But Sisters Folk Festival is slotted right in with some of those others. So I think it is beginning to get a national reputation. And many of the artists have told us that, you know, this thing's going to grow quickly because it's such a little gem.
Well, by the time I got to work on Monday, word from the top had just come down. We're locking on the door tomorrow morning. We'll see who on the phone's inside of town. Neighbors know the feeling. We all share a little common ground. There's a woman's right to blame. Our story's all the same. We're living on the lonesome side of the world.
The Green Cards made their first Sisters Folk Festival appearance this year. Singer, songwriter, and mandolinist Kim Warner says the natural beauty of the area helps make it stand out among the hundreds of festivals that are held throughout the U.S. summer.
It's beautiful up here, you know, mountainy and beautiful fresh air and that. Yeah, it's really nice. It's been a real friendly festival, really nice people. I've had a really good time. I really enjoyed it and been really receptive crowds. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun, that's for sure. I guess the whole thing about playing festivals is you really try and find some new fans, and this has been certainly good for that.
It must be interesting here because they've got different venues set up. You've got a main tent where you're playing for over 1,000 people, and then little intimate settings and even a bar.
It's interesting. It's like that, as you said, you know, there's like a little bakery that you play into, a workshop thing, and then the sort of restaurant with another tent out the back. The multi-venue thing is always a lot of fun, you know. It's sometimes tough to find where you're going to play, trying to find your way around town, but this is just such a nice little town, and it's everything's within walking distance, really close, so that's been nice.
Would you like to come back?
Yeah, I would. I love it. It's beautiful. I mean, I really like the Northwest. I think it's just one of the most beautiful parts of the U.S., and it seems like every time we play up here, people are really receptive and are willing to listen to what we've got to say in our music.
While Brad Tisdale was happy to hear Kim Warner's comment about the Sisters Folk Festival audience, he was not surprised by it. It's what Brad has come to expect from his neighbors.
We value the arts, and we value self-expression and community building, and we've created a little, I think, just a gem of community involvement, and we just continue to try to do what we can. But the environment is wonderfully beautiful, as you've seen. It's Central Oregon. special.
The Americana Project, an educational program open to all students of the local school district and designed to demonstrate the cultural significance of American roots music, is one other way in which Sisters Oregon shows how much it values the arts. The 2007 Sisters Folk Festival featured sets from some current participants and past graduates of the program, including Karani Mitchell, heard here performing her original song, Alone. I'm Catherine Cole.
Standing alone in an unfurnished room.